Baruch Hashem, Shechianu v'kimanu v'gianu l'azman hazeh, right? A new year of starting an aliyah in Yir HaShemayim, Bava Metzia, right? Sugiyot amukot me'od, right? Me'od b'shas. For those of us that have been learning the Bekiyas, we already know what we're getting ourselves into.
One was depression,
right? We've got a lot going for us, and the Eibishter gave us a matana gedoyla. Right? What's the matana gedoyla?
Elo.
No, right? He gave us a leap year, so we have an extra month of winter's month, right? So we have an extra month of winter's month, right? To keep going and going and going weiter, right? And yeah, Vada, right? So we're in the other matana that he gave us is Elul, which is an Itratzon, which as we know is an Itratzon, and it's a time to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's a machshava that I've been chewing over for the last few days. I'm going to speak about it when we have the first shmooze. But just to give, as Dan likes to call, a nugget, right? Yeah,
nugget.
A nugget, sorry, whatever, right? Yeah, anyway, a nugget. Yeah, the springboard for this was a vort that I heard from the Rebbe Rabusha, right? He said, that it says, Hashivenu avinu l'toratecha, v'karvenu malkenu la'avodatecha, v'chzienu b'tshuva she'ema lefanecha. From tshuva, it says, Hashivenu avinu l'toratecha. Right, what is Torah? Torah means learning Torah, right? Learning Torah, right? That's what that means, right? Because when Chazal say Torah, it means learning Torah. And when they say actions, it means mitzvah, right? So I'm paraphrasing his kasha, but he asked a very gishmak kasha, Efrekt. This is the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, which is for tshuva. Right? Now, tshuva is an issue of your actions. And my actions aren't besed. I have to get my actions in line. So why does it say, Hashivin avinu toratecha? Right? That's not the issue. Right? Yeah. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is your actions. It says, come back to my Torah. Right? It says, come back to my Torah. V'chzeinu b'tshuva Hashem alefanecha. What's the pshat? Right? So it's a good
cut. Why
can it
not be that you're not learning as much as you should be?
But I'm saying, when I say tshuva b'derech klal, yeah, right, yeah, that means that a person, like what the Rambam says that you've got, you're doing avirot, you're not doing things, learning could be one of them, right? Could be one of them, okay? But you're asking just for learning, right?
So Sam
has become too yeshivish for his own good, right? Yeah. And he said, yeah, only learning. Like, who cares when you're doing avirot? Yeah, who cares if you're eating chazir? If you're learning Ketosis well, so who cares? That's the end of it, right?
No.
One of the things that we see that the ikka makomus of tshuva is, yeah, it is a yeshiva shavuot, is being makabel ol Torah, right? The Gros says, there's a famous Gros on this in Mishlei, that he says, ikka hatshuva is kabbalas ol Torah, right? Yeah, that's what he says, right? So you know, we're now coming with Zman Eis Rotzen, that Moshe Rabbeinu was up. What was happening in Elul? What was happening in the first ever Elul? Right? What was he doing? Yeah? What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He was learning, right? That's what he was doing. He was learning Luchot Shniot, right? That's what he was doing. He went up, right, for 40 days, right? He went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shatiti. That's what he's made on himself, right? And he was just learning. And that was total kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brought him to the Yom Kippur, where we got the Luchot Shniot, and it was Salachti Kidvarecha, and then everything was forgiven. So, you know, this is our Avodah. We've now got 40 days, and everyone knows 40, Mikveh, all of the Ramazim that we're used to in Elul, right? And yeah, I'm so happy that you're here. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah. So we have to be makabel the old Torah. That's the ikka derech to do tshuva. It's a chibur to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the issue. And memela, Rezal Hashem, Rabbi Zoche to ketiva vechatima tova. Okay. Let's start the Mishnah. Shnayim ochzim b'talit. Zeh omer ani matzatia, v'zeh omer ani matzatia, zeh omer kula sheli, v'zeh omer kula sheli. So they're both saying that they're dealing with a talis that they both found. It's a matzia. And each one is saying, kula sheli, it's all mine, right? And I found it first. So why do you say the shvua like that, right? Why en li pachot michetzia? Why do you say I have half or I have all of it? So the Gemara will deal with all of these things, right? And what's the din yachloku? Yachloku, right? You split it. So now, Rashi says, let's just dive into the first Rashi. Rashi says, dafka ochzim, de shnehem muchzakim ba. There's come a nukudas in this Rashi. Rashi says that Shnayim Ochzin, the din of our Mishnah is dafka when they're Ochzin, because what does that do? That creates that they're both muchzakim bo, and so what? Ein leze ba koach yoter mize. Right, they don't. No one has more kach over the other, because otherwise it would be a din of hamotzi mechavero ve'alav haraya. Right? Okay. So now, let's just give you a bit of an intro on what's going to be happening in the next Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Masechet. There's a major machloket in the Rishonim on how to understand the psak of our Mishnah of Yachloku. Right now. There's different types of yachloku. In other words, right? Clearly, when you're splitting something, it's because that there's some sort of safek lefanecha, and that's why you're splitting. But not all splits are equal. Not all yachlokus in the Mishnah are equal. Right? There's something which is called the yachloku of our Mishnah, right? Which a lot of the Rishonim say. The yachloku of our Mishnah is built specifically on the fact that right now we have two people that are muchzak lefaneinu. They're both holding on to it. That creates a chazaka for each one of them, and that is the only reason why we have a yachloku. If not for the fact that they were both muchzak, we would have a totally different psak. Right, we'll see that psak is called kol da'alim gvar, which basically means you fight it out, right? And whoever you get in the boxing ring, and whoever wins, right? But that's when they're not muhzakim. Now, I'll just give you a little bit of an intro. The classic case of this is the case in Bava Basra, which Tosfos brings, and we're going to learn the Gemara, which is that two people are fighting over a boat, right? They're both saying it's mine. They're not muhzak. They're not holding on to the boat. It's a boat, but it's a cruise liner, whatever it is, right? So then the din is kol da'alim gvar. It's not the yachloku, right? And some Rishonim hold that the Yachloku of our Mishnah is specifically built on the fact because they're both coming in front of us in Beis Din, holding on to it. There's another type of Yachloku in the Shas, which is called, which the classic case of that, we'll see that also later in the Gemara, is Sumchus, Mamon Hamutal Basafik Cholkin. Mamon Hamutal Basafik Cholkin, which is, if you remember, it's the Mishnah in Bava Kama. The Mishnah Bava Kama is that you Ashor Shenagach Hasapara, killed somebody else's para, and when we come, we see that the para had a vlad, and we've got no idea whether the vlad was born in Ephel before the Negicha. Did the Negicha cause the vlad right to die, or was it before? Right? So it's Mamon Hamutu Basafik. Do I owe you the money for the vlad? Was the vlad dead anyway, or was it not? So Sumchus holds Mamon Hamutu Basafik Yachloku. Right, you split. Right, the Chachamim argue over there. Motzi mechaver alav araya. Now Sumchus is yachloku. It's a totally different type of yachloku. There's no muchzak over there. For sure, there's no muchzak over there. Right, it's a suffix. Right, we've got no idea who. We've got no idea what happened. Right, we have no inkling whatsoever on whether the para, right? The Vlad was killed before or after. The Yachlok over there is not built on the fact that we see two people muhzak lefaneinu. That's not the vor. The vor is there's tamas safek. So then we split. Right, it's another type of yachloku in the mission, in the shas. Right, so now, what's Shitas Rashi? What is Shitas Rashi? Now, when you run Rashi lefum rehita, it sounds like Rashi says, and we'll come back to this Rashi. Don't worry, loliot bepanika. I'm just giving you an intro, right? So this is to help you with the Tosfot, right? So that when you learn the Tosfot, hopefully later in the week, you'll know what's going on over here, right? So, all right, okay. So now, what does Rashi seem to say over here? Now, in our first Rashi, if you read it lefum rehita, sounds like he learns that the Pesach in the Mishnah is built dafka because they're muchzakim. That's what it sounds like, right? Sounds like. Says Rashi, dafka oichzim, de shnehem muchzakim ba, ve'ein lezeh koch yoter mizeh, she'ilu hayta biyad echad levado, ha've'idech ha'motzim mechaver alav ha'raya be'edim, she'shelo, ve'ein anem anzeh lito b'shua. That's how you would read Rashi kipshuto, right? The Rishonim, the Rashbats, right, that's brought in the Shita Megubetzes, moves away from this in Rashi. This is all pshat b'Rashi. Right? That's not what Rashi is coming to say. And we'll see that there's ramazim to this in Rashi later. Rashi in Davches. We'll talk about it later. It's not pashat at all. It's not pashat at all to say that Rashi learns that the yachloku of our Mishnah is built off the fact that they're both muchzak, and that's the only reason why you would say yachloku in the case in our Mishnah. How? We'll come to this later. But that's not necessarily what the Kavon in Rashi is. The Shita brings the Rashbats that says that, no, Rashi means the following. Rashi doesn't mean that if they're not both muhzik, you can't say yachloku. Even if they're not, you have two people that are not muhzik, you can still say yachloku. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means the following, right? When do you say that they split the whole thing? Dafka shnayim ochzim betalit, you split the whole thing. Dafka oichzim, the shnehu muhzakim, you know, I would, the way the Rashbetz wants to add the words in Rashi, I would say, b'shaveh, right? The shnehu muhzakim b'shaveh, eva ein leze koach bo yoter mizeh, right? When they have an equal muhzakus, then you say yachloku. That's the point, right? She'ilu hayta biyad echad levado, have idach hamotzim mechavero v'alav haraya ba'edim. Now, what's the schut for the Rashbetz to say this in Rashi? Is because of this line. Says the Rashbats, when Rashi says, because if someone had more koach than the other, so then the din would be hamotzi mechavera lavara. What does Rashi mean by that? What does Rashi mean by that? Does he mean that if one guy's not holding it at all, right, and the other guy's totally holding it in his hand, and it says the din is hamotzi mechavera lavara, it's pashut. It's drawing pshutim, right? Rashi doesn't need to come to afuki there, right? Also, oh, that's a good horror. I'm bothered by that as well, right? I don't like that, right? That's the MS, I don't like that, right? Yeah? Right? Okay. Right? Now, what does he want to learn? So what does he want to learn?
He deals
with that
later on.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Let's read the Rashbats, right? Let's read the Rashbats inside, right? I'm just saying the old Billy's eyes, when you read the Rashi, there seems to be a flow there. Okay, let's read the Rashbats, yeah? Okay, let's look at it inside. One second, sorry. Which one of these things? Zelosh and Rashbats. Pirush Rashi Zal. Dafka Oichzin, the Shnei Mozongen. Pirush the Pirusha. Dafka kishnei muchzakim bo laafuke kishe echad muchzik bo vashayni mistabech bo kamashin desirche laaf klumhu kadaminu begomorah loshin oichzin hachi mashma vechein nami vashishneim oichzin beshove she'ein leze bo koch yoichzin mize bahi damin an yachloku gonte tafsi bekar kishta kadi isa begomorah. Now avala eima echad machzik bo yoter michavero ze notel ad Makom Shiyadon Magal, Vezen Otel Mashem Magal, Kedani Rav Tachlifa. First of all, let's just read this way. He wants to say that, what does Rashi mean? What's Rashi coming La Fuke? What is he coming to say? The Gemara says that if, let's say, someone has got more of an achiza on the talis than the other one guy is sort of just, you know, holding on to the end by his bare fingers. The other one's got like half of it in his hand, right? He's almost like holding on to it. It's an unequal achiza, right? So then what's the din? The Gemara says, Rav Tachlifa says, Zenotel ad shem ad lemakom sheyadom agad, v'zenotel ad lemakom ad sheyadom ad lemakom ad sheyadom agad, and the rest is split, right? And the rest is split. In other words, when they have an unequal achiza, so on the bit that's in your hand, you are a muhzak. And hamotzi mechaveru alav araya. The rest of it is the bit that's oile l'safik. Right? Only the rest of it is oile l'safik. The Rashbat says, that's what Rashi's coming la'afuke. Right? If somebody has more, en leze bo koch yoter mizeh, if someone has a koch on it more than the other one, right? So then the din will not just be a straight split. It will be like the din of Rav Tachlifa, that zenotel ad shem ad lemakom sheyadom agad. Right? That's what he's learning.
It happens to be in this case they're both actually holding half.
Right. Zebalalem deilu Rashi, and says the Rashi. Velo balalem deinu shima echad eno machzik bo shelo yito b'shvua. The hapshita kedak shinim begemara. Vala brisa the tanya b'medav armum b'shnei madukim bo. Umashikas Rashi shilo hayte biyad echad levado. Right. Why do we need? He's giving you a tam hadava. It's a bit of a shtickle what he's saying. Right? He's saying it's a tam on why. Right? On why that if somebody is holding more than the other. Right? So then the din is on that chelik hamotzi mechaver alav arai, because haray, if one of them was holding it by himself. Right, so it'll be hamotzi mechaver alav araya. Right, so in Meila, that's the pshat in Rav Tachlifa. On the bit that you're holding, right, on the bit that you are holding, that chelik you're holding levadoi. So in that bit, there's hamotzi mechaver alav araya. Right, that's how he's learning Rashi. It's a bit of a shtickle, right? Yeah. Shino haya echad yoter machzik mechaveru alaya chalukim b'shava. The ma'itzav tavis chaverei dileihu ve'inu hotzi belo raya ve'edim ve'inu neeman b'shvua. Okay, right. Now, yeah.
How has the Rashbat moved us away from understanding Rashi as talking about
books? Oh, so here we go. Wait. Good. Right, yeah? So now, the feed the Rashbats, though, the Nakuda that Rashi wants over here, the Nakuda that Rashi, the feed this, is what he wants is, Rashi's not coming to say, in our, not necessarily, it's not mukhrach in Rashi anymore, that what he's coming to do when he says that Shnehem Muchzakimbo is that they both, the reason why there's a psak yachloku is because they're both muhzakim, and lulei that you wouldn't be able to say yachloku. That's not his nakuda. His nakuda is that the yachloku in our Mishnah is because whatever achiza that they both have is equal. That's the point, right? That's the point in Rashi, right?
Each one is as weak as the other one and as strong as the other one.
Exactly, right? That's the ikah hadgasha in Rashi, right? Now, that's going to be important later. Right? Because Rashi seems to be from the chevel of the Rishonim that actually doesn't learn that the Mishnah the psak of Yachloku in our Mishnah is built off Muchzakas. It's basically a Rashi Mufurish on Daf Chet later. Right? Rashi says that I'll just tell you what the basic idea is that Rashi later says that the psak, sorry, Zayin, Rashi and Daf Zayin, Rashi says that the Yachloku of our Mishnah is the same thing as Sumchus. It's the same, in Lomdus, it's the same thing as Sumchus. Sumchus, Mamon Amot B'Safri, of Shoshinaga Hesapara. Rashi says, Behedia, it's the same thing. Now, Sumchus is definitely not built on Muchzakus. It's not possible, right? Aye, so what does Rashi mean over here when he says, Shai Mohsin, Dafka Oichzin, the Shnei Muchzakim Ba, right? What does he mean? Right, yeah? It can't be, right? Zalachariot, these two Rashi seem to be a steer with each other, right? So the answer is the derech to start opening up this Rashi is Al Yidei this Rashi. This is not what Rashi means over here. Rashi's not coming to say that the Psak of Yachloka is built off Muchzakas Dafka because each one is Muchzak and now I have a Moitzim Echaver Elav Araya on each one of them, so now I have to say Yachloku. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi is just coming over here to say the Yachloku of our Mishnah is Dafka when they're both Oiches B'Shaveh, right? That they both have an equal Muchzakas, whatever they have is equal. And no one has yoter koach yoter me'asheni. Then you have a straight up split, right? That's what Rashi wants, right? But if somebody has a mila over the other, someone's holding more, someone's holding less, one's mesarich and the other one's actually holding, so then there won't be. The point is that here they have equal footing. That's what Rashi wants, right? Okay, according to the Rashbetz, and we'll see that it will be, even though it's Lufum Rehita, not the Pashta Sloshin in Rashi, right? We'll see that later when we learn Tosfos, it seems to be a much better fit than Rashi's Shita in the Sugya, okay?
So if he didn't have, if there wasn't Mokhsa, he still wouldn't say Kol Dinam Gova. He would still say, if they have it equally, then still split it.
So Lugyat Sugya, yeah. In other words, Lugyat Sugya, you had a case where they're not Mokhsuk. Right, they're not muhzuk,
and
he will still say yachloku. Aye, what's going to be in Arba? Why is Arba different? We'll deal with it. We'll come to all of that. That's a good.
So it's not the same as called Alam Gavar.
No, definitely not. I don't want to drown in this too much. I wanted to open up this Rashi a little bit more. My ikka kavanah here is that you should have a hakdama for the coming toses. This is a big sugya, right? Okay. What is the yachloka? What's the longness of the yachloka of our Mishnah? Right. So Rashi, you could learn Rashi. Let's say, when you read the Rashi Kipshuto, you know Lefum Rehita, you could have very easily learned Rashi. They say no, the yachloka is dafka when they're muhzuk, right? It's dafka when they're muhzuk, right? The Rashbetz tells it's not pasha to say that in Rashi, right? And we'll see that later. We'll have diukim in Rashi later in the Masechet to show that it actually doesn't seem to be Shitas Rashi throughout the Masechet, that Yachloka is built dafka off of Muchzakas, right? The Yachloka of our Mishnah.
Okay. Just going back to the Rashbetz, he still is saying that the point in Rashi is that one guy has a stronger Muchzakut than the other guy.
What do you mean?
No, not here.
You mean Lu Yitzu. Rashi's coming la fukeda.
Yeah, meaning that's the point. If one guy is stronger Mosakut than the other guy, yes, it wouldn't be Yachloku.
Yes.
So he's not moving you away from the pshat of Mosakut. He's
saying it's not...
Why?
He's saying the dog...
Well, we have to see. You're asking a good shayla, we have to see.
The Rashi later on...
No, I understand. This is me and Gavi, who were bothered by this yesterday. We're going to see all of the sheetahs in Rashi. Rashi Lemaisa says Shnehem Muchzakim Bo, right? He says that they are Muchzak in our Mishnah, right?
Potentially, a difference is when it becomes clearer is when people understand the Kol Adam Gomar.
We'll see. We need to learn the Gemara in Bava Basra. We need to learn the Tosfos in Bava Basra. There's a lot of work that we need to do to come back to this Rashi and understand it fully, right? The main thing that I want right now is to show you to introduce you to this Musug, right? To show you that Rashi, there's a big deal on what Shitas Rashi is, right? It's not Pashut. I agree that Lefum Rehita, if you were learning this Bekias, in Bekias Seder, we would have definitely said that Rashi learns, like Tosfos, there's Musugas, for sure, right? Lo Pashut. We'll see, right? We'll see. Okay.
People argue on the Rashbat.
Well, that's part of the problem, right? The Olim HaYeshivas, they all learn Rashi as the Maskana learning as that he does not hold that the Yachloka of a Mishnah is built of Muchzakas, right? So how are you going to read that Rashi, right? We have to do something with that Rashi. Right,
They don't go.
The only way Shivas learns Rashi not like Tosfos, so we'll have to see. Right, okay, all right. Now let's go weiter. Right, okay, fine. Yes, Rabotai, we have a lot of questions. That's okay. Loliot bepanika. Right, the introduction. Zeh akol. Right, okay. Weiter. Now, zeh makula sheli, zeh machetzi sheli. Ha'omek kula sheli yishava she'en lebo pachot mishlosh chalakim. Ha'omek chetzi sheli yishava she'en lebo pachot mirevia. Zeh not shlosh chalakim, ve'zeh not revia. Right. So now, says Rashi. Zeh ha'omek chetzi sheli. Moidehu she'achetzi shel chaveroi. Ve'en danin ela al chetzia. Says Rashi. Yeah. When the other guy says chetzia sheli, what's he just done? He's basically just been moida, hodas baldin, right? Kamea edim domi, right? That half of it belongs to his chaver. So Rashi says, ain't dani malea. There's no suffix on that half, right? Now, hel kach zeh mekula sheli yishava kamishpat arishon mashe dani alav nishpaim deshneihem she'ein lekol echa b'pachem mechetzim. No, 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 no So says Rashi, so the first guy that's claiming Kudoshili makes the same Shmua as he does in the Reisha, because he's saying Kudoshili. Right? Yeah? But now, but you just edit it, right? You say, Enli bo pachod mishlosha chalakim. Right? And the other guy says Raviyah on the bit that we're done in, the bit that he wants to claim. So now, the Ruki Yosef, I brought this a side point in Pshat, but it's not a side point, it's a Choshevah point, right? The Ruki Yosef asked a question, everyone asked me this question, which is, why do you need to make a Shvua on three Chalakim? Right? Rashi just said, we're not dunning on that. He was Moida B'mikzah. He was Moida. There's no suffix on half. Right? Why does he need to make a shvua on three quarters? The half that he was moida on, right? The half that he was moida on, shalom, right? That's out of the court case. We're done on the other half. Each one should say, I don't own less than a quarter, right? And split that half, right? And that's it, right? Why do you have to make a shvua on the shlosha chalakim, right? Lo danim alav, right? There's no suffix on that. Says the Ruki Yosef en achanami, right? Elowot. We're choshesh. Then maybe this guy's a lavandika, right? He's a Ramai, right? And when he says, I don't own a quarter, he's going to be having kavana on the quarter that the guy was modeh on, right? Yeah? On the half that was given to him. This other guy, he's a tzaddik. He's saying, no, we picked it up together, right? Chatzi sheli, chatzi shelo. This guy's a lavandika, right? So what's he saying? He thinks he can get a quarter. He says, I'm going to say, I don't own less than a quarter, but I'm really having kavana on the other half, right? That we all agree is mine. So says the Muki Yosef, so we make him say, on shloshachalakim, right? So that he's got no way to wiggle out with it. Ask the Rana another side question. I, kol hanishbaim aldat beit din nishbaim. Right? When you make a shvua, you go on our dad, right? You don't go on your dad. So you can have kavana on that quarter, machpadli. We have dad that you're doing on this quarter. So, huh? Yeah, he asked it, Derech Agav, right? Yeah, he asked it between the lines, yeah? He says, Afagav, the kolon nishmain, al dat beit nishmain. He says, but the dine has to be machme, alts him to remove him from doing averas. It's true that Betzim is going to be over on Shvuat Shav, right? But he's still going to be over on an Avera, right? He's doing trickery, he's not Yashav, right? So we have to do everything in our abilities to remove him from Averas, right? Okay? Yeah?
The deterrent.
Yeah, it's a deterrent, right? So
it wouldn't be a Shvuat
Shav. Huh?
It wouldn't be a Shvuat Shav, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What would the guy make, unless he's swearing on the other
hand? No, he's lying. Of course he's lying.
So that is a Shvuat Shav.
He's going to be lying. Yeah, yeah.
But
he's lying. He goofer. And he's lying. Because really the shvua was on that half. You think you're having kavana on that one. And he thinks he's going to walk away. No, you were over on the shmul shav. Because it's our dad. Right?
No, but he wasn't. Because anyways, it was our dad's based in. So it worked.
What do you mean? But he's lying. So he's walking away with it.
But that wasn't his shvua. His shvua actually ended up because of dad's based in.
Yeah, and he lied. And he's lying. So we're trying, right? So now, okay, good. Vaita, right? Now, so now, Vaita. Now says the Gemara, Zerat Hashosh Gemara Zerah Haravia, Hayishnaim Rochvim Al Gabei Behema, Asha Haya Echad Rochav VeEchad Manhig, Zerah Mekula Sheli VeZerah Mekula Sheli, Zeh Yishav Hashena BaPachot Mechetzia VeZeh Yishav Hashena BaPachot Mechetzia VeYachloku. Right now, so now, same case, Be'etzim. Elo what? The Shnaim Rochvim and Shnaim Manhig. Says Rashi, what's the chiddush? Lashmina ata de rochev amanhig shnehem shavin liknois behema mina hefka. We learn from here that rochev amanhig are equal to bikoine min hahefka. Now, the achronim ask over here, why are you talking about being koine? Our issue is muchzakus over here, right? So the basic idea over here is that kinyan, if you are doing a Maisa Kinyan, that creates a Muchzakas. Muchzakas is built off Maisa Kinyan. If Roichev is a Kinyan, it's a legitimate way of Kinyan, so that means that if I walk, you walk in and you're being Roichev, so that makes you a Muchzak, right? Because Hare Ani Ro'eh. What is a Kinyan? Again, Rabotai, what did we learn, right, in Kiddushin? A Kinyan is a Maisa that shows Bailus, right? It's a Horas Bailus, right? That's the Lomdus of Kinyan, right? So if you walk into Beis and you're Roichev, and that's a Kenyan, right? That's a Kenyan. So that means that you're a Muchzuk. So Mamela, I can extrapolate from our Mishnah, because if I hold that Rochev is it creates that you're a muhzug, and mamela there'll be a yachloku, right? There'll be this yachlev and manhig. They create equal muhzakus and yachlokus. So says Rashi, the mission of the Gemara, we'll learn out later, that we can learn from here that rochev is a kinyan, right? We learn from here that rochev is a kinyan. It's a maisa haras by this. Yeah, okay? Yeah, okay, that's the building, Rashi. Okay, fine. Now there's a nice shtickle Torah over here, right? Everyone saw this with Rebbe Vega. What's the time? What was it? What?
Quarter to.
Oh, yes, yes, man. Yofi, right? Says the Gemara. Ubizman shehem moedim, ubizman shehem moedim, o she yesh lehem eidim, cholkin belo shvua. Cholkin belo shvua. If they're both moide, or they have eidim, right? Cholkin belo shvua. So now what does it mean that they're moide? Says Rashi. Doesn't tell us what moide means, yeah? The Gemara says, yeah? What does it mean that they're moide? Well, just push it what it means. Yeah. What does it mean that they are moide? The two people are moide. What are they moide to? They picked up together, right? They picked it up together. They're moide that they picked it up together. Okay. So what would be osheyesh lehem eidim? What would be that they have eidim? What would be that case? Kipshuto. What would you say?
Picked it up together.
There's eidim that they picked it up together, right? So now let's just think about and then it says cholkim belo shvua. It says cholkim belo shvua. Now they don't have to make a shvua. Now let's be menateach there over here. Why is the din yachloku now over here? Is it the same as the reisha?
No.
Why? Gido says
seems,
no.
It seems to be talui on whether you have to make a shvua, not that you're chazin.
So is it the same, but there's with a shvua, or it's a different din? What's the what's going on over here now? Bizman shehem moedim, or sheshem eidim, cholkim b'roshua. I'm asking you, is the split in Londis, is it the same split as the Reisha? It's just that you don't have to make a shua because they are moedim, or is it a totally different din over here? What say you?
Depends who you hold by.
What?
Depends who you hold by.
What do you mean depends who you hold by? I'm asking Pasha, it's not a complicated question.
There's no suffix,
What do you mean?
The suffix gone out the window.
There's no suffix over here, yeah? They're both moide. Hadas Baldin, Kamei Aidin Dummy. What's it? Who's Cholkin below Shua?
No, unless the Aidin.
Finish, right? You're right. Wait. I'm not asking. It's not a trick question. It's a very simple question. If you and I come into Basin and we say, Rabbis, Dayanim Mumchim, we both pick this up together, right? You know, so split. You both own 50%, right? That's it, right? Of course, Cholkin below Shvua, right?
My understanding is when one argues.
Now, wait. And if there's Eidim, that say, yes, Dayanim, right? They might be saying Kula Sheli, they might be saying all of that, but Rabbi said, we saw that they picked it up at exactly the same time, right? We saw. Right. And so now, what's the din? Of course, you split. Aidim, right? Aidim say there was aidim. It's a split. A vaday split. Right. That's what it is. Right. That's what's going on over here. You're saying a new pshat. That's how the Rosh Hashanah learns the Mishnah. That's a very, very mechudish pshat in the Mishnah. Wow. We're gonna come to it. Wait. Kipshuta, it's one bava. And zeha mashmaut from the Gemara. This is what the mashmaus of the Gemara is, right? The Gemara says, "Bizman shehem moedim, or sheyesh lehem eidim, cholkim b'lo shvua." It's pashut that you split. Then it's obvious that you split without a shvua. That's en tzarach lefnim. Frek the Gemara. Pshita, my kamashmalan. What are you telling me? It's just obvious, right? This is baby. This is kindergarten. This is cheder, right? It says yeah, enachanami. The this above in the Mishnah is totally redundant, and it's coming in terms of the yachloku shabu, and it's coming to teach us a chiddush in kinyonim hamagbiya matzir lachavero kanach chavero. Right, that is how the Gemara basically understands this bava in the Mishnah. Yeah,
which
okay?
One, Yeshua
Eidim
or
Shemoedim? Hakol Echad, Hakol Beyachad.
Why do you both?
Wait, Hakol Beyachad. That's what the Gemara says. Wait, please. Yeah, wait. That is how the Gemara. That is how the Gemara learns learns it. Now, Frank Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega comes and asks a question. Hold on. Right. Why do you need to say Bisman Shishlem Eidim? Bisman Shishlem Eidim. I said, ask Rebbe Kivega. I can have a case when you don't need Eidim. You only need eight echad. You only need eight echad. You only need eight echad.
Each guy. Right.
Yeah. How so? If each guy has an ed echad, right? That means each one's coming and saying kula shari, kula shari. Right. So then there will also be cholkin below shavua. Right. Why? Why? How so? We know that min haTorah, right? A ed echad is mechayev shavua. And that means what's the classic case of ed echad is being mechayev shavua? I say to Binny, you owe me £100. He says lo hayu dvarim me'olam. And then I bring an ed echad and say, Binny, we saw. Karlani lent you £100. So now Binny has to make a shvua that he doesn't owe me £100. And ed echad is mechayev a shvua. Now, what happens if I have an ed hamisayea? Let's say I'm obligated a shvua. Let's say we can do the same case, right? I bring an ed, right? And then Binny brings an ed echad that says, yeah, it's true, but he paid him back. Right? An ed echad saying he paid him back. So now, does an ed mesayea patter you from a shvua that you're obligated in? Just like an eid echad is mechayev a shvua, there's an eid hamesayeh patter from shvua. Right? Okay. In other words, let's just make it a little bit more lomdish. Right. Just like an eid echad, of course, we say al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. There's two edim are the only things that can establish something. But lemechash mibay, an eid echad you see from the Torah creates a chashash. Right. He has a level of ne'emanus. Right. He creates enough of a chashash that he can obligate a shvua. Does an eid hamesayeh remove chashashes? Right? He has an emanus on chashashes. Right? Just like he has an emanus to create a chashash, he has an emanus to remove a chashash. Ze machloket rishonim rabotai. Right? And it will come up on Amud Bet. Right? Tosfos holds, we'll see it on Amud Bet, that eid echad and eid hamesayeh patters from shvua. Just like he can create a chashash, an eid echad can remove a chashash. Right? And then you go back to square one. Right? Yeah? Okay? Vemeila. Fred, Rabbi Kivega, why do you say Bezman Shishlem Eidim? Takid Eid Echad, right? Takid Eid Echad. Because let's say each one has Kula Shali and each one says, no, yeah, I saw he picked it up first. And I saw he picked it up first. So now what's happened? They're both Muchzakim, but there's a Shvua, which is a Takanas Chacham that they have to make over here. If each one has an Eid HaMesayeah, so now they'll be able to be Cholek without a Shvua, right? What's your Chshash? What's your Chshash? I've got an eid echad that tells me that no, they picked it up together. Right? Each one is saying like his tana, it should patter them with the shvur. Says Rabbi Kivega, enachanami. It's true, right? And when it says eidim, right? When it says eidim, it doesn't dafka mean eidim. It means eidut hamoelit. He's got edim. It means he's got witnesses. He's got witness, right? He's got edut hamoelit, and he brings a raya that you can get away with a move like that. The Mishnah in Shavua that the Gemara does basically the same thing, and he wants to learn that that's the pshat in the Mishnah.
But that reads in because each one has an aid that helps. So that's edim.
Huh? Yeah. So they mutter around this. The Achronim says b'yam shiyesh lahen edim. They both have Eidim, or do you say they have Eidim? Right? Yeah. See, this is the thing. Rabbi Kivega himself doesn't seem to learn that that's the Pasha Taich in the Mishnah, because that otherwise he doesn't have to say. What it means is Eidut HaMoelit, right? Yeah, it's not part of Kipshuta in the Mishnah. Fine. Okay. Anyway, fine. That's not Rabbi Kivega, right? The Rashash learns a. The Rashash learns a different pshat in the Mishnah completely. Rashash learns a different pshat in the Mishnah. Rashash says that what does it mean? What does it mean that they have Eidim? Right? Means from Sheyesh Lahen Eidim. Right? Says they each have Eidim saying Kulo Sheli and he picked it up first. That's how the Rashash learns the Mishnah. Again, we said that kipshuta, bezman shem moedim or sheyesh lahem eidim, that kipshuta means, right, that each, they're moedim that they picked up together, or there's eidim that they picked it up together, right? Which is not pshat. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that they each have eidim, right? They each have eidim, which is mechazek le ta'anot, right? And now the din is cholkim b'lo shvua. Ask the Rashash why. Why should now that be the din, that cholkim b'lo shvua? Says, because this shvua is a takanas chachamim, right? And to have a matzav of trei u'trei, where each person has two edim saying that he picked it up, right? it's a milsa de lo shchicha, and a milsa de lo shchicha lo goes rabbanon. In other words, we have the same suffix, no? Better we've got Aidin, we've got Stira and Aidus, right? Yeah? But now, that means that Be'etzem, we're in the same bava as our Mishnah, as the ratio of our Mishnah. We've got Trey or Trey and Aidim, right? It's a suffix, right? It's a suffix right now, right? Yeah?
Do you
understand what I mean by that, right? Yeah. In other words, we said, if you learn the Mishnah Kipshutai, it means there's Aidim that say that they pick it up together. There's no suffix right now. The Rosh Hashanah is saying, no, Yeshayashem Aidim, that means that there's Trey or Trey. That means we're in the same case as the Mishnah Be'etzim, as the ratio of the Mishnah. That means that this split now is misuffic. It's misuffic. It's a suffix right now. It's a different type of suffix, I agree. It's not built in the Mosaic. It's even worse. It's built off a tray of tray. I've got two groups of Aidim saying stirot, right? Yeah? I've got two groups of Aidim saying stirot. But, says because it's a milsa de lo shricha, right, that you should have two Aidim. You should have two Aidim. So then lo gazra rabbanon, in that case, and you don't have to make a shvur, you stump split, you go with the Aidim. Even though I'm in a matzah of suffix, right? Now, then the Rosh Hashanah will say, and what about when there's an Eid Echad. So basically the Rosh Hashanah says, and it's a bit interesting why he holds that, right? But he says that, no, an Eid Echad is not so, it's not enough, not Shachiach, that we would say not Gazra Banan. And it's Atika Dekach. Then he says, V'tameniya, the Rebbe Kivega, right? He's a Tmiya Gdaila on Rebbe Kivega, that he says with an Eid Echad, an Eid Messiah, you wouldn't have to make a Shvur, right? I mean, like, it's a bit funny, because, you know, why would you say, you know, why is it so poshut to the Rosh Hash that an Eid Echad, a Messiah, I mean, Lishitosa is also not, that's called Shchicha. That's not Shchicha enough that you would say that it's the Lo Gazra Rabbanan and then you don't make a Shavu. I don't know, right? But that's how he learns, right? In other words, he says, L'chora, if you have an Eid Echad, if each one has an Eid Messiah, for sure you'd still have to make a Shavu. You still have to make a shvur, right? And that's not the pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is trey u'trey, right? Our Mishnah is trey u'trey, and memela. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is man she'moidim or she'yesh lahem eidim. That means trey u'trey, cholkim b'lo shvur, right? And that's because the milsa de lo shricha and lo goes raman. Now, the achronim ask on this Rosh Hash. And Rabbi said, we together on the picture.
So the Bizmanche Moedim and the Edom are very different.
Oh, yeah. So now, so good, right? So the Achronim ask on this Rosh Hash, right? Well,
Why is it a problem with Rabbi Kivega, this Rosh Hash?
He's arguing on Rabbi Kivega. He's saying that the only reason why you don't have to make a shvurba is because it's trey or trey, it's a milsa de lo shchicha. But an eid echad versus an eid echad, each one having an eid messiah, that's not lo shchicha. And of course, you'd still have to make a shvurba, right? I'm just saying why it's so pasha to him. That's also not called lo shchicha. I don't know, but okay, fine. Yeah. That's what he says, right? I guess you'd say trey or trey. Trey or trey is definitely very rare, right? Yeah, that's definitely true. Right, so maybe you have to be very not shachiach. Okay, fine. Now, but mikol makom, the Achronim ask kama kushiyot on this Rosh Hash. Right. Yeah. First of all, it sounds like in the Gemara that this is one bava. Right. And according to the Rosh Hash, these things now have totally different lomduses. Right. One is that they have edim. Right. And one is that they have edim that are trey or trey. More than that, Rav Nachum asked this. Do you know who else asked the following question? Unzer Dan Benham will ask this question, right? Yeah, right. It says, according to the Rosh Hash, how does the Gemara have a right to learn the din of Magbiya Matzir Chavero Kana Chavero from our Mishnah? The whole basis, right, to learning that chiddush from the Mishnah was to say that this thing is completely redundant. According to the Rosh Hash, it's not redundant at all, right? Here it's teaching me a big chiddush. In a matzav, it's trey or trey, right? Each one has edim. It's trey or trey, right? And but etzem, I'm still in the suffix of the Mishnah. It's suffix when it's a split that's built on suffix. But because it's a mitzvah shlicha, so then you have to split without a shvur. That's a chiddush, right?
Which bit of that is a halakhic chiddush?
What?
What's a chiddush?
That is a mitzvah shlicha, like Gazra Rabbanan.
No, right? That's not a famous...
So now, to say, Elowot says, what are you going to say? So Elowot says, what's the pushback that you could say on that? Right? What's the pushback you could say on that? No, that's the first bit, right? Bezman she shnem eidim, that's pashut, right? And mizah anachru bani marigo yatsi lachavero kano chavero. Aval yeshnem eidim, that's a whole new chiddush. He says, it's a lot mashmaga b'gemara kacha. He said, he's not so happy. Okay, fine. All right, now, if we go like Rebbe Kivega, right? If we go like Rebbe Kivega, we can perhaps offer another answer, right? Rebbe Kivega, it's not shver in a sense, right? What I mean, it's not shver. It's man sheyesh lehem eidim, right? All that they have, eidus. Now, Frank Rebbe Kivega asked the kasha. Rebbe Kivega asked the kasha, saying that why does it need cholkin below shvua? Why is it cholkin below shvua? Why is that? Why does it need to be eidim? It could be eid echad. No, according to the man the omer of eidim esayah passes you with a shvua. Could be, yeah. Perhaps we can answer. Rabbi Kivega wants to say yeah, anachanami, and he basically loved afkering the Mishnah and saying that the Mishnah basically means eidus hamoel. So he wants to bring it. Perhaps we can offer another answer. Right. So no, the Mishnah is dafka. Right, the Mishnah is dafka, and when it says eidim, it means two eidim. Frek Rebbe Kivega. Oh, why does it say eidim? Even if it's eid echad cholkin below shvua, yeah. If it's eid echad cholkin below shvua, but lechora yesh chiluk. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If I have eidim, let's say that they picked it up together, right? Yeah. Why are you making the achloku? Why are you making the achloku right now? Because there's no suffix, yeah? Just like Bizman Shem Moedim. Now, if I have Eid HaMesayah, right, that says, no, he picked it up first, and you're puttering me from the shore, right? So now, is that the same Lomdus? They said there's no suffix over here, right? Is there a suffix over here right now?
There is still a suffix.
Of course there's a suffix. And Eid Echad isn't Machriya. The only thing that is Machriya suffix is Eidim. Apishnaim Eidim Yakum Dava. So it could be, in other words, we're saying like this. It could be that it's true, according to Tosfos, right? That if you had an Eid HaMesayah, you would be Cholkin below Shvua. But that's not the case of this Mishnah. That's not the Matara of the Mishnah right now. Right? The Matara of the Mishnah right now is to tell you that if there is a case where there's no suffix right now, Bezman Shem Moedim or Sheeshlem Eidim, that case specifically where there is no suffix right now, so then Cholkin below Shvua, because it's a different din entirely, right? It's not Pshat that you read the line in the Mishnah saying, Bezman Shem Moedim or Sheeshlem Eidim, Cholkin below Shvua, because it depends. If it was with Moedim, so there's no suffix, and if it was Eidim to pick it up, so, and if it was Eid Echad Echad, Cholkin below Shvua, it was a totally different reason, because now you've got an Eid HaMesayah, and even though there's a suffix, the Eid Echad removes it. The Mishnah is saying one din. Cholkin below Shvua, because it's not the din of the Mishnah now, right? Bezman Shem Moedim, or Sheeshlem Eidim, Cholkin below Shvua, because we've now removed ourselves from the din of the Mishnah now, right? It's Dvarim Pshutim. Yeah, on the Gemara here, the Gemara says, I'm a Gvim Tzir HaChavero, Kana Chavero. That's the Chiddush of this Bava of the Mishnah. In other words, what we're trying to answer for Rebbe Kivega's Kasha is, yeah, it's true. Enachanami, it's true that the din would be the same. But the Mishnah is betachlis addictive that it says Eidim. Because the agenda of this line in the Mishnah is to remove itself from the ikadin of the Mishnah, from the yachloku of our Mishnah. It's not chalukah misafik anymore. It's a chalukah because I've been pushed, there is no safik, right? They've been moideh, or there's Eidim. Then cholkin b'lai shvua, and that's a bava yaseira, which I learned, magbiyam etzi al-chavera, kana chavera. According to Rabbi Kivega, when I have Eidus hamo'eles, if it's an Eid echad, it's true that you'd be cholkin b'lai shvua, but that's not the same thing as Bezman Shehem Moedim. It's still in keeping with the Etzem Chalukah of the Mishnah, of a Yachlokum Misafik, right? You just wouldn't have to make a Shvua over here. You wouldn't have to make a shvuah over here. Fine, right? But that's not the point of the Mishnah right now, right? Yeah? That's not the point of the Mishnah right now.
Can I just clarify what you mean by Edom
here? Huh?
How's Rav Kalani reading Edom?
I am learning, yeah. Right, I'm learning. Edom means that they've got Edom that say they pick up together. No, no, they're Edom they pick up together. The Edom they pick up together, right? Yeah?
What are they arguing about then? Why do they even walk into
business?
Huh? Why are they wasting
business?
As I fragged the Gemara, Pshita, Michael Mashmalan.
The way I understand it,
there
was an argument.
No,
the
people argue.
Well, they didn't have the din. No, in the case of Edom, it's not
true.
Zanshe Moedim, it's a bit weird.
Yeah,
well, in the case of Edom, it's not weird. No, they're saying, well, I picked it up first, but the Edom tell me, no, they picked it up together. Ah, it's a fake. Right?
Yeah, correct.
So, in other words, the point of the last bava of the Mishnah is specifically to remove itself from the ikadin of the yachloku of the Mishnah. So there's in other words, the chaluka of our Mishnah is discussing chaluka, and there's a takana, and you make a shvua. There's a case if they come in with edim, or if they come with edim, or they're moedus, and then chaluka below shvua because there's no suffix. That's the point. Why is the Mishnah telling you this? Because once they're chiddush and be atzila chaveru kana chaveru. Yeah. In other words, we're saying yes, Rabbi Kivega. Of course, you're right. Right in din. Right, and that's probably where I would never think to argue with Rabbi Kivega. Chas v'shalom. Right, but I'm just saying that's the chora where Rabbi Kivega is coming from. That lemaisa, if the Mishnah is saying a statement, it has to be true. 1,000%. Right. Yeah. And Rabbi Kivega is bothered by well. It's not just when there's Edim. It's not just that. In other words, there's a diktuk, right, which is a mashma'ut in the Mishnah, right, which is perhaps wrong, right? So that's why he's saying, we want to try and lighten the load of the kasha by saying, yeah, it's true that in din you're right. But imishum the loshon of the Mishnah, in the longest of what the matara of the Mishnah is, we could say, no, the Mishnah does mean dafka Edim. Because the whole point of this bava in the Mishnah is to remove itself from the din of Yachloko, the Ikki Yachloko of the Mishnah, which is a Chaluka Misafik. And it's saying that if there was a Chaluka Sheh, Ulo Misafik, as Chokim Belo Shvua, what's the Chiddush? Because of Mubiyah, Tzimu Chamero, Kana Chavero. Right? Yeah?
Okay. Rabbi Kivayik's bava would still be a Chaluka Misafik.
Yes, of course. It's Eida Mesayah. Right? It's not the Eidus that's creating the Chaluka. Right? Yeah? That's for sure. Right? That's for sure. Now, I wanted to do this to Tosfot. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Okay, maybe we'll do that on Thursday. It's good, actually. It's good we're taking our time.
Why do we get to decide what the Mission is doing?
Because we're learning it. It's pashut that's what the Mission is doing. It's clear that that's what it's doing. And the Gemara says that. Right? I'm not making that up. I'm saying, based on what the Gemara does. Right? The first chelik of this last bava is clearly removing itself from the last thing. And the Gemara says that from this bava it's a bava yaseira, and I learn a bava yaseira. So I can learn, like the Pashup Shat in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say this. The Rishonim say, but as much as Edim means that they have Edim, that they picked it up together, right? That's what that means. So I can say, I can keep in line with the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, and say that that is why the Gemara says Edim and not Aid, because it's not, it wouldn't be the same din, it's not the same lumdus of what the Mishnah is doing. Right. In din it's true, of a love mitame. Right? That's what we want to say. Okay. Right. So there's a bit of Olim should see this last toast. There's a little bit of raid over here. And then once you've done that, start the second toast yachloku. Now this is a big sugya, the second toast. We're gonna spend a good week on this at least, right? Don't rush. Lo yo belachatz. I'll put my Rakomus out tomorrow. Right, finish the Tosfos and the first Tosfos that we saw, and then start working your way through the Tosfos. First see the Tosfos, see the Gemara in Bava Basra, see with the Rashbam, see with the Tosfos over there, and we'll see the Rosh over here. Slowly, right? Bli lachatz. Okay, all right, okay. Adkan.